A person who examines any corner of the universe, from the giant galaxies in space to the living beings in nature, and from his own body to invisible cells, sees a flawless plan incorporating both order and design. Every spot of the universe overflows with a precise and explicit fact, the fact of creation. The miracle of design in the cell. In every part of our body, there reigns a tiny yet complex life. An examination under the microscope into the depths of any human organ brings us face to face with an astounding miracle of creation. Millions of tiny living things that have come together to make up that organ are engaged in arduous activity. These tiny beings are cells, the basic units of life. Not only man, but also all other living things are composed of these microscopic living beings. There are about 100 trillion cells in the human body. Some of these cells are so tiny that even 1 million of them together hardly cover a space as large as the pointed end of a pin. Despite this, however, the cell is by far the most complex structure mankind has ever encountered, as is also agreed by the scientific community. Containing many secrets hitherto undiscovered, the cell of a living thing also constitutes the greatest impasse for the theory of evolution. That is because the cell is one of the most striking pieces of evidence that human beings and all other living beings are not the products of coincidences, but are created by a creator. In order for the cell to survive, all the basic components of the cell, each performing many vital functions, have to be intact. If the cell came into existence by evolution, then millions of its components had to simultaneously exist in the same place, and they had to come together in a particular order and plan. Since this is utterly implausible, such a structure has no explanation other than creation. One of the leading evolutionists, Alexander Oparin, expressed the deadlock the theory of evolution encountered in this way. Unfortunately, the origin of the cell remains a question which is actually the darkest point of the complete evolution theory. The English mathematician and astronomer Sir Fred Hoyle made a similar comparison in one of his interviews published in Nature magazine, dated November the 12th, 1981. Although an evolutionist himself, Hoyle said that the odds that higher life forms might have emerged in this way was comparable to the odds of a tornado sweeping through a junkyard, assembling a Boeing 747 from the materials in it. This means that it is not possible for the cell to come into being by coincidence, and therefore it must definitely have been created. Despite this, however, evolutionists still claim that life came into existence by chance under the conditions of the primordial Earth, which was the most uncontrolled environment possible. This is a claim entirely incompatible with scientific data. In addition, even the simplest probability calculations verify in mathematical terms that not even one single protein out of millions existing in the cell could have come into being by coincidence, let alone a single cell of an organism. In a single living cell, thousands of complex functions and organizations take place simultaneously. From the production of energy to the synthesis of proteins and enzymes used in the body, from the selection and elimination of chemical substances taken from the extracellular environment to their processing and individual storage. Highly complex and specialized microscopic functional cellular parts called organelles perform these functions. Albeit microscopic, many of the functions carried out by these organelles, each one of which is as complex and specialized as a factory or laboratory, are unachievable even by laboratories that are the marvels of modern technology. To gain some understanding of the awe-inspiring structure of the cell, it will be enough to examine just the structure and functions of the membrane enveloping these cellular organelles. Initially, scientific circles believed the cell to be the smallest unit of life. Subsequently, however, they discovered the cell membrane, which had a much smaller mass than the cell itself, and which enclosed the contents of the cell. It was almost like a new living species for the researchers, because this membrane surrounding all the cell surprisingly displayed various faculties such as decision-making, recollection, and judgment, which are the basic features of a living thing, and moreover, of a conscious being like man. The cell membrane is an ambient cover for the cell, yet its duty is not limited to it. This membrane both regulates communications and relations with neighboring cells and deftly coordinates and supervises the entries and exits to the cell. Due to its superior decision-making ability, its memory, and the wisdom it displays, the cell membrane is regarded as the brain of the cell. The cell membrane is so thin, at just 1/100,000th of a millimeter, that one can detect it only under an electron microscope. The membrane resembles a double-sided, endless wall. On this wall, there are doors making entry to and exit from the cell possible, and receptors allowing the membrane to recognize the extracellular environment. These doors and receptors are made of protein molecules. They are located on the cell wall and meticulously check all the entries and exits to the cell. What are the accomplishments of this thin structure made up of unconscious molecules such as fat and protein? That is, which features of the membrane lead us to call it conscious and wise? The primary duty of the cell membrane is to enclose the cellular organelles so as to keep them intact. However, it has a far more complex function than this. It supplies the substances vital for the continuity of the cell and its functions from the extracellular environment. Outside the cell, there are countless chemical substances. The cell membrane recognizes the substances essential for the cell and only lets them in. It acts very economically and never allows in more than what the cell needs. Meanwhile, it detects harmful wastes in the cell right away, and without losing any time, discharges them from the cell. Another function of the cell membrane is to instantly transmit the messages, which are received from the brain or any other part of the body via hormones, to the center of the cell. To perform these functions, it has to know all the activities and developments taking place in the cell, keep a list of required or excess substances, keep stocks under control, and act under the guidance of a superior memory and decision-making skills. The cell membrane is so selective that without its authorization, not even a single substance in the extracellular environment can pass through the cell doors, even by chance. There is not even a single unnecessary, purposeless molecule in the cell. Exits from the cell are also strictly checked. The duty of the cell membrane is vital, and it does not permit even minor errors. the entry of a wrong or harmful chemical substance into the cell, the supply or discharge of a substance in excess amounts, or failure to discharge waste products on time or as required, mean the death of the cell. If the first living cell had come into existence by coincidence, as evolutionists claim, and if just one of these properties of the membrane had not been fully formed, then the cell would certainly have disappeared in a very short time. Which coincidence, then, formed such a wise mass of fat? Let's ask another question, which by itself refutes the theory of evolution straight away. Does the wisdom displayed in the aforementioned functions belong to the cell membrane? Keep in mind that these functions are not carried out by a human being or a machine such as a computer or robot under man's control, but are merely in a cover enclosing the cell, which is made up of fat mixed here and there with various proteins. We also need to consider that the cell membrane, which can handle so many complex tasks flawlessly, has no brain or center of thinking. It is obvious that such wise patterns of behavior and a conscious decision-making mechanism could not have been caused by the cell membrane itself, which is a layer made up of fat and protein molecules. This also holds true for all other cellular organelles. These organelles do not even have a nervous system, let alone a brain to think and make decisions with. Despite this, however, they accomplish incredibly complex tasks, making precise calculations and take vital decisions. That is because each one of them obeys the orders of God, who created them flawlessly and sustains them. In the 12th verse of Surat Al-Talaq, the fact that everything acts in compliance with the command of God is stated. It is God who has created seven heavens and earth as many. His commandments descend through them, so that you may learn that God has power over all things, and that God encompasses all things with His knowledge. All the other cellular organelles are also equipped with miraculous features like the cell membrane. For instance, lysosome, which processes nutrients in such a way as to take a form usable in protein production, resembles a much improved chemistry laboratory. There is certainly a need for energy to perform all these functions. The cell makes use of hundreds of small power stations called mitochondria, to produce the energy required by itself as well as the whole body. Chemical energy obtained in these power stations from nutrients is transformed into energy packs usable by the cell. This energy production can be explained with the following comparison. Let's consider the oil you use as fuel for your car. Extracted from the depths of the earth as crude oil, the oil is then purified in refineries, and after undergoing a number of chemical processes, it takes the form of petrol. Your car's engine and petrol are produced in harmony with one another. Your car will not work with another kind of fuel. In living cells, energy is generated through a completely perfect system. The primary source of energy is the sun. Plants transform the energy in sunlight into chemical energy and produce nutrients. The mitochondria of the living things that take these nutrients process them and produce the energy required by the body. All the functions and activities in the cell are performed by the energy supplied by the mitochondria. This is indeed a most amazing situation. The raw material transformed into energy by the mitochondria is not produced within the body. So, how do the mitochondria in the human body recognize this external raw material and process it? There is only one answer to that. God created both of them compatible with each other. We can liken the cell to a perfect factory equipped with superior technology, and such a factory that all its employees collaborate harmoniously with one another. Nobody neglects his duty, and everyone works very economically. Therefore, nothing is wasted. So, who trained these workers? How does each one of them know his specific tasks? For instance, those cells that must be divided receive the order "divide" from the brain. There are special messengers secreted for this task called hormones. Every hormone goes to the relevant cell and delivers the message from the brain. When the messenger arrives at the cell, it transmits the message to the receptor protein. The protein, in turn, transmits it to the center. The cell comprehends the message and takes action in accordance with it. Talking about these processes is quite a simple matter. Yet, there are many aspects which one needs to ponder deeply. How can an unconscious being receive and convey information? Moreover, who told it that it has been assigned such a duty? How does it know which organelle it has to deliver the message to? And how is it possible that it transmits the message to the right place correctly every time? There is no end to these questions. Is it possible for the protein molecules swimming in a sea of liquids to carry out security checks at the entrance and to discriminate between useful and harmful substances? Also, is it possible to explain how the cell produces just the required amount of energy and how it processes the required raw materials? Are all these functions performed by unconscious proteins or the inanimate atoms that form them? It is certainly impossible for anyone who recognizes the remarkable wisdom inherent in the cell to conclude that all this is performed by the proteins themselves. It is evident that a conscious design and plan is at work here. Everyone with conscience and wisdom can see the pieces of evidence in the creation of the cell and come to a better understanding of the might of God, who creates the cell as well as the earth, the heavens, and everything in between. Another miracle of creation in the cell is DNA, which is the data bank of the human body. This data bank includes all sorts of information on the structure and requirements of the cell it is located in, as well as all the other cells in the body. If we compare the human body to a building, the body's complete plan and blueprint, right down to the minute technical detail, is present in DNA, which is located in the nucleus of each cell. DNA is carefully protected in the nucleus located at the center of the cell. When it is recalled that human cells, numbering up to 100 trillion, have an average diameter of 10 microns, the smallness of the area in question is better understood. This miraculous molecule is clear evidence of the perfection and extraordinary nature of God's art of creation. Recognized as the science of the 21st century, genetics is still in the crawling stage when it comes to solving the mystery of DNA, despite all the technological means at its disposal. Right at the stage of the newly fertilized egg cell in the mother's womb, all the characteristics we will bear in the future have been determined within a certain destiny and encoded in our DNA within a definite plan. All our characteristics, such as our height, skin color, blood type, and the facial features we will have when we are 30, are encoded in the nucleus of our original cell 30 years, 9 months beforehand, starting from the moment of insemination. The body of information in DNA not only determines physical properties, it also controls thousands of other operations and systems running in the cell and the body. For instance, even the highness, lowness, or normality of a person's blood pressure depends on information stored in DNA. In order to have a better understanding of the extraordinary nature of the information stored in DNA, we can make this comparison. The nucleus of each cell contains so much information as to fill a 1,000,000-page encyclopedia. Exactly, a 1,000,000-page encyclopedia. To draw an analogy, we can state that even the 23-volume Encyclopedia Britannica, one of the greatest encyclopedias of the world, only has 25,000 pages. Therefore, an incredible picture lies before us. In one molecule in a nucleus, which is far smaller than the microscopic cell it is located in, there exists a data warehouse 40 times bigger than the biggest encyclopedia in the world that includes millions of items of information. This means a 920-volume huge encyclopedia which is unique and has no equal in the world. Research indicates that this huge encyclopedia would contain some 5 billion different pieces of information. Let us repeat two words we have just mentioned above. Contain information. We should stop here and consider these two words, which are so easy to say. It is easy to say that a cell contains billions of pieces of information. Yet, this is far away from being a detail that can be casually dropped as a remark. This is because what we are talking about here is not a computer or a library, but just a cube 100 times smaller than a millimeter, simply made up of protein, fat, and water molecules. It would be an amazing miracle for this infinitesimal piece of matter to contain and store even a single bit of information, let alone millions. In the modern era, people use computers to store information. Computer technology is today considered the most advanced technology that paves the way for all other technologies. A body of information which, 20 years ago, could be stored in a computer the size of a room, can today be stored in small microchips. Yet even the latest technology invented by human intelligence, after centuries of accumulated knowledge and years of hard work, is far from reaching the information storage capacity of a single cell nucleus. We think that the following comparison will be sufficient to give a sense of the smallness of DNA, which nevertheless has such an immense capacity. If the information necessary to specify the design of all the species of organisms which have ever existed on the planet were loaded onto DNA, it would still occupy only a small part of a teaspoon, and there would still be room left for all the information in every book ever written. How can a chain invisible to the eye, made up of atoms arranged sideways, with a diameter the size of a billionth of a millimeter, possess such an information capacity and memory? And let us also add the following question. While each of the 100 trillion cells in your body knows 1,000,000 pages of information by heart, how many encyclopedia pages can you, as an intelligent and conscious human being, memorize in your entire life? In this case, you must admit that any cell in your stomach or ear is much more learned than you. And since it makes use of this information in the most correct and perfect way, it is also much wiser than you. How come every one of the 100 trillion cells in your body has come to possess such incredible wisdom? These are, after all, piles of atoms, and they are unconscious. The answer to this is very simple. Wisdom does not belong to these molecules or to the cell that contains them, but it belongs to the Almighty Creator, who has brought these molecules into being, programmed them to function as they do, and keeps them under control each moment. In short, wisdom is present not in the work done, but in the creator of that work. Even the most developed computer, is the product of a wisdom and intellect that has written and installed the programs to operate it and then used it. Likewise, the cell DNA and the RNAs in it and the human being made up of these cells are nothing but the works of the one who created them and what they do. No matter how perfect, complete, and striking the work is, the wisdom always lies with the owner of the work. One day, if you found a diskette on the table in the computer laboratory, and after looking inside, discovered that it contained billions of items of information about you, the first question that would come to mind would be, who has written these pieces of information and why? You would certainly not be seized by a ridiculous thought, such as this information was written by the diskette itself. So, why don't we ask the same question for the cell? If the information in the diskette was written by someone, then who designed the DNA, which has a much more superior and advanced technology, in the most perfect manner, created and placed it in the tiny cell, which is another miracle by itself? What can be more important than inquiring by whom and why these cells are created, which carry out their duties every moment, enabling you to listen to this program, see, breathe, think, and in brief, make you exist and allow you to survive. In all living and non-living beings, there are signs of the might and eternal knowledge of God, created for people with wisdom and conscience. God states in the 190th and 191st verses of Surat Al-Imran, that believers think about the things their Lord creates at all times. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people with intelligence. Those who remember God standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, you have not created this for nothing. Glory be to you. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. Nevertheless, there are some people who, upon seeing houses and machinery, ask the question, by whom they were made, yet dare to say, they came into being by coincidence when it comes to living things. This is really a form of blindness. It is hard to come to terms with. God states the following in the 179th verse of Surat Al-Araf. They have hearts they do not understand with. They have eyes they do not see with. They have ears they do not hear with. Such people are like cattle. No, they are even further astray. They are the unaware. Despite these obvious facts, evolutionists still hold irrational and illogical beliefs. Let us explain the nature of these beliefs with a simple example. Evolutionary theory asserts that life was formed by chance. According to this claim, inorganic and unconscious atoms came together to form the cell, and then they somehow formed other living things, including man. If you like, let us formulate an experiment on this subject and examine, on the behalf of evolutionists, what they really claim, without pronouncing too loudly, under the name of Darwinian formula. In this experiment, let evolutionists put plenty of materials present in the composition of living beings, such as phosphorus, nitrogen, carbon, oxygen, iron, and magnesium, into big barrels. Moreover, let them add to these barrels any material that does not exist under normal conditions, but they think is necessary. Let them add to this mixture as many amino acids, which have no possibility of forming under natural conditions, and as many proteins, a single one of which has no chance of forming as they like. Let them expose these mixtures to as much heat and moisture as they like. Let them stir these with whatever technologically developed device they like. Let them put the foremost scientists beside these barrels. Let these experts wait in turn beside these barrels for billions, even trillions of years. Let them be free to use all kinds of conditions they believe to be necessary for the formation of a human being. No matter what they do, they will not be able to produce a human being from these barrels, say a professor who examines his own cell structure under the electron microscope. They cannot produce giraffes, lions, bees, canaries, horses, dolphins, roses, orchids, lilies, carnations, bananas, oranges, apples, dates, tomatoes, melons, watermelons, figs, olives, grapes, peaches, peafowls, pheasants, multicolored butterflies, or millions of other such living things. Indeed, they could not obtain even a single cell of any one of them. Briefly, unconscious atoms cannot form the cell by coming together. They cannot take a new decision and divide this cell into two, then take other decisions and create the professors who first invented the electron microscope, and then examine their own cell structure under it. Matter is an unconscious, lifeless heap, and it comes to life with God's superior creation. The theory of evolution, which claims the opposite, is a total fallacy, completely contrary to reason. But evolutionists try to defend this baseless and irrational fallacy only to deny the existence of God. In the Quran, believers address those who deny God despite all the apparent evidence. Do you then disbelieve in Him who created you from dust, then from a drop of sperm, and then formed you as a man? He is, however, God, my Lord, and I will not associate anyone with my Lord. This program is based on the book by Harun Yahya, The Miracle of Design in the Cell.